Good morning, everyone. Entertainment or politics down in Washington as Jon Stewart and Stephen Colbert gather their rallies on the Mall. Alison Silverman joins us, former executive producer of The Colbert Report and also a comedy writer. The politics of outrage is her subject. Alison Silverman, good morning. And I want to ask you first, this weekend, the National Mall rallies in sight of the Lincoln Memorial between Glenn Beck and all you Comedy Central folks. Is all this becoming a joke? What's your assessment?
You know, I mean, in part, I'm just surprised at how many articles and stuff have been worried about the political ramifications, because I think just the point is it's hilarious. I mean, it's just going to be a funny day, you know? I think the biggest thing to happen in the Lincoln Memorial in recent years was when we discovered that it, in fact, had the face of an ape at the end of Planet of the Apes. So I don't think anything can really top that at this point.
You know, I'd forgotten all about that.
It was
Thanks
a real winner.
Me. Yes, yeah. Indeed. Well, you certainly get tons and tons of material. In terms of campaign material, I mean, I would have to say the Whitman-Brown race out in California for governor has got to have just a rich vein of material. First of all, assess what's going on out there.
Right now, Jerry Brown is leading Meg Whitman. She,
hugely.
Of course, hugely. Yeah. She's a billionaire, former CEO of eBay, and there have been a lot of questions. There was an incident where Jerry Brown had made a phone call to the policemen's union, saying that he wanted an endorsement from the police union. And then he was worried that the police were going to endorse Whitman. This is all he thinks. He hangs up. He doesn't really hang up. One of his aides says, you know, why don't you try calling her a whore, essentially, which, you know, obviously it comes out. It doesn't go over well.
It doesn't go over well. We're living in the age of YouTube. Everything gets reported.
Sure.
Everything gets recorded. Everything is like repeatable. And so here's a clip of the October 13th debate between the two candidates responding to that. And then it moves in the same debate towards a completely different issue. Listen to both of these clips and then let's get a sense of the temperature of the outrage in both of these cases.
This is not, I don't want to get into the term and how it's used, but I will say the campaign apologized promptly, and I affirm that apology tonight.
You're repeating it to Ms. Whitman?
Yes, I am. I do. It's unfortunate. I'm sorry it happened. I apologize, Ms. Whitman.
Jerry, you know, you should be ashamed. You and your surrogates put her deportation at risk. You put her out there, and you should be ashamed for sacrificing Nikki Diaz on the altar of your political ambitions.
Don't run for governor if you can't stand up on your own 2 feet and say, hey, I made a mistake.
So Nikki Diaz is the former housekeeper of Meg Whitman, and there have been questions about when she discovered that Nikki was undocumented and how she treated Nikki Diaz at that point.
Do you think the outrage in either case is just completely outlandish, or does it have political significance? Do people identify with that outrage and go,
right,
Jerry, you're bad?
Right. Well, she definitely, a spokeswoman for Whitman immediately said after the whore recording came out that Brown owed an apology not only to Whitman but to all the women in California, which is kind of actually her perhaps calling all the women in California whores. I think maybe that's what that winds up being, although
yeah,
no one called her for it.
Statistically, did not work out well for Meg Whitman, that's for sure.
Absolutely not.
Let's go to Kentucky where, you know, a horse race? No. This is a race of personal attacks. Here you've got Rand Paul, son of Ron Paul, and his opponent Jack Conway. Requests for apologies get really interesting here.
Yeah.
Step up. Cast aside these attacks on my personal religion. Jack, you should be ashamed of yourself. You should apologize. Have you no decency? Have you no shame?
Now, I barely know what they're talking about here, but here's Conway's response.
When is it ever a good idea? A good idea to tie up a woman and ask her to kneel before a false idol, your god that you call Aqua Buddha? Those are two fundamental questions I hope we get answered here tonight.
Forget Nikki Diaz. What are Rand Paul and Jack Conway talking about here?
Rand Paul, when he was in college, in GQ a couple of months ago, there was an article about Rand Paul and what he did in his college years and various, you know, what are considered to be indiscretions. And among them are this moment when he takes a woman to a creek and asks her to, I believe, kiss this idol Aqua Buddha or to worship Aqua Buddha.
But I just, the people of Kentucky, I mean, okay, there's a recession,
right?
And Aqua Buddha, trips to creeks. What's been the response of Kentuckians to something like this?
Well, you know, here's the thing. Conway has to try and make himself appear less like an urban elite to Kentucky, is my understanding of it. He's from Louisville. To a lot of folks, that casts him a bit as an elitist, essentially. So he's got this point where he can now say that, you know, he is in fact more traditional than Rand Paul, and he has more sort of, you know, quote-unquote family values than him.
I'm not the kind of a guy who takes a woman to a creek and makes her bow down to an aqua Buddha.
That's right.
Let's move on to Illinois, okay? Here, Illinois State Senator Ricky Hendon has made a remark about gubernatorial candidate Bill Brady.
I've never served with such an idiotic, racist, sexist, homophobic person in my life.
What do you really think? Here's Brady demanding an apology.
The people of Illinois, I think, are looking for an apology from the Quinn campaign. It starts with Governor Quinn renouncing Ricky Hendon's involvement.
Now, what's going on here? Again, they're reaching for a slight and demanding an apology.
Well, this is what happens so often, that someone will be accused of something and then they look to someone else to demand an apology.
And the people of Illinois are looking for an apology from the Quinn campaign.
Right.
The irony here is they got a response. Listen to this.
Even if you disagree strongly with somebody, you don't call them names. I don't agree with that. Now, having said that, I think Senator Brady has a lot of apologizing to do for his record.
So this is the rule of if you need to apologize, you also say, and the other guy needs to apologize too, by the way.
Sure, or even some other entity altogether. You know, Palladino had said at one point when people
in
asked
New York,
for
the New York gubernatorial candidate, yeah.
When Harry Smith asked him, you know, to if he was going to apologize for what he had said about homosexuality, he says, I think all the people of the New York Post and New York Daily News owe me an apology for asking about extramarital activities on my part. So, you know, you find someone else to punch.
All right. So any advice any predictions for what's going to happen next Tuesday?
Well, I think we're going to really find out for sure that aqua Buddhism is not a religion. It's a philosophy. And
that's a takeaway.
Yeah, absolutely. And I think Brown and I'd like to I'd
call Brown Whitman. Come on, call Brown
okay,
Whitman.
Yeah, all right. Yeah. I'm such a baby. Brown.
We got to go. We'd love not to. But Alison Silverman, comedy writer, formerly executive producer of The Colbert Report. Thanks so much.
There's a lot going on right now. Mounting economic inequality, threats to democracy, environmental disaster, the sour stench of chaos in the air. I'm Brooke Gladstone, host of WNYC's On the Media. Want to understand the reasons and the meanings of the narratives that led us here, and maybe how to head them off at the pass? That's On the Media's specialty. Take a listen wherever you get your podcasts.